The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
For higher heights. Unveiling the foundation for higher height. Higher height is your portion, and that is what God has said for you, and that is what God has intended for you and your family. Height is a function of depth. If you see a building that is very tall, it has a building that is a tall building has a towerly cost in its foundation. Every high rise has a very deep depth. Every building that has a high height has a deep, the higher you go, the greater your depth must be. And that's why the Bible says in Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the right? There's nothing that can be done without a foundation. We are sitting here this morning on this wonderful auditorium, very wonderful, very beautiful, but I can tell you there's a towerly cost in this foundation. We have how many trailers of hardcore and sand were over 100 plus, about 120, 150, around that, I can't remember very well, but, well, he said 150, but I know it's around that figure, of hardcore. Hardcore is rocks. What, not containers, or tippers were sunk into this place before you can have a land as solid as this. That's why they say jump up, and then the ground is not cracking. You can imagine so many people here jumping up, jumping down, and the ground is not. So your foundation affects you in every way. Foundation for higher height. Now, what is this foundation that makes you to be able to go on to higher heights? It is called love. Somebody say love. Somebody say love. The foundation of our higher heights is love. And love is a choice. Love is a spirit. There is a spirit called the spirit of love. Until that spirit enters a man's life, he can't go to any higher height. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So God's intention is not to give you fear. God's intention is not to create fear in you, but to give you the spirit of power. Someone say power. Love. And of course, sound mind. Quickly this morning, I'll break this love into three aspects. Number one is the love for God. The love for God. Number two that I'll be speaking on this morning is the love for yourself. And number three is the love for others, or what I can call the love for neighbors, or love for people, other people, your family, your friends, people around you, and all that. Speak on these three this morning. And I trust God that there will be a baptism of the spirit of love even as we are anointed this morning in the name of Jesus. Number one, the love of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, the Bible is speaking there. It says, for thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. We are expected to love God with everything. With all thy heart. Somebody say thy heart. With all thy soul. And with all your mind. Okay, what is left? Your heart that pumps blood. Your soul. And of course, your total might. Is expected to love. Without this, there's nothing like higher heights. Every man or woman that loves God is a candidate of higher height. My father in the Lord, Bishop Edeko, said some time ago, he said, you don't know my secret until you know the depth of my love for God. He said, that's my secret. You don't know my secret. Every one of you, you think you know me, you don't know me. My secret is that I love God. And because of this love, I have kept flying. Friends, nobody will find you on the ground again forever. I said nobody will find you on the ground again forever. And how do you show that you love God? I'll give you six very quickly. Number one, obey Him. Obey Him. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Obey God. Your obedience to God is a sign. The Bible says, therefore shalt thou love the Lord thy God and keep His charge and His statutes and His judgment and His commandment always. This is the only way you can show that you love Him. Keep His charge. Keep His status. That's why every day as you wake up, one of your major prayers is, Father, give me grace to please you today. It's a sign of spiritual immaturity to wake up in the morning and be crying to God. Oh God, give me money. Oh God, I need money. I need money to do my hair. Oh God, I need a shoe. No, love God. All those things will pursue you. Matthew 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. All those things are meant to be added. So once you obey Him, you love Him. Number two, how are you sure? How can you show that you love Him? Give to Him. Give to Him. Everyone that is a giver is a candidate of higher height. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. If you sow sparingly, be ready to reap sparingly. But I say, he which sweareth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which sweareth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Yes, we're still going on now. Go on. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly. Or some give. Let me just take. You are disturbing me for offering. Nonsense. Just take it. God, just take it too. Just take this offering. God said, forget it. You can't give me. I'm too big for you to try to mesmerize. I was reading a book last night, and the author of the book was discussing about something that happened in his family. He said he made a decision for a right thing, and his income cut by half instantly. Like, he wanted, somebody said compromise, and he said, no, I won't compromise. He was tempted to compromise. I said, no, I won't compromise. So he backed out. And his income automatically cut half. And he went to his wife. He thought his wife would shred him to pieces. And the wife said, I don't fear. A cattle of 1,000 hills belong to God. He will provide for us. I just know God will provide for us. So God is not somebody you intimidate with your meager resources. When you give to God, you give with reverence. Because you are provoking Him to lift you to higher height. Today, there will be an open heavens for you and your family. Every man has purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful. Only your giving that is done with cheerfulness is an acceptable giving. Every giving that is not done cheerfully is a wasted giving. Every giving with grumbling is a waste. I can preach on that till forever. Number three, sign that you love God is that you serve Him. Everyone you love, you naturally serve. Serving God shows that you love Him. I love my wife and I serve her. I delight in serving her. I receive joy when I have cause to serve her. I am happy about it. Why? Because I love her. Like no other person, anyway. Hallelujah. I love you all, but you know my wife's class is different. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Have you a jealous thinking? Praise the Lord. So serve Him shows that you love Him. You can't prove that you love God if you are not doing anything for Him. Until your love is backed with service, there's nothing called love. Pray for somebody here today. New grace to love God falls on you afresh. I said, new grace to love God falls upon you afresh. And this will be evidenced by your service. This will be evidenced by your service. Romans chapter 12, verse 11, be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. There are some people, all their life is focused on their business. Total life is on their business. Their total life is on their career. Some people, their total life is on their studies. They have no other place for God. Sometime ago, I was in the UK and I was telling my wife, I said, these people are very strange. Sunday morning, stadium is full. Sunday morning like this, stadium is jam-packed full. They are still at the gate. People are fighting to enter. I said, what kind of life is this? No wonder they are dropping every day. No wonder they are dropping. Their ranking is dropping. Everything is dropping. Everything is going down. I pray for you this morning. A baptism of the spirit of service comes upon you today. I say it comes upon you today. I've been serving this God, sweating like this for long. It's not be today, so it's not a show. This is not a show. This is a way of life. This is a way of life. It's a practice, general practice, day and night. Grace to serve God forever. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number four, how to love God. Love what God likes. Anything that God likes, like it. Number one, like what God likes is souls. Everybody, man and woman, that loves what God likes is a candidate to go up. God likes souls, drawing people unto God, drawing men unto God, taking risk, going extra mile. Places you naturally will not enter, you enter because of souls. Hostels you naturally will not enter, you enter. Brothels you enter. You don't enter alone, no, you go with some people. But if you enter alone, they can mob you there. So that you can attract. It was the Apostle Paul that was saying that unto the Gentiles he behaved like the Gentiles. Unto the Romans he behaved like, just to attract people. Sometimes you want to go for evangelism. I want to advise you sometime when you want to go, but don't wear suits like this. Because you will not be able to flow with them. Hello? Dress like them. Wear jeans. Speak their language. Yo, bobo. Yo, bobo. After you saying yo, bobo, you now put Jesus inside. They will take it. But when you put suit, you put Bible. The Bible is like portmanteau. Once they see you, they say, I want Christian. Kri-yo-yo. Yeah, this one. I'm going. But do as if you are one of them. But it's not as if you will be eating with them. But to attract them out of their iniquity. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. The Bible speaking there. He said, and they shall be wise. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. One of the things that makes you a star is your panting for souls. Your heart is panting for souls. Not running away from evangelism and going astray. Your panting for souls is the gateway to your higher height. I pray for somebody here today. New zeal, new desire to pursue sinners and to bring them out at all costs. Somebody say all costs. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. I say, receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I have no friendship with sinner. The only friendship I have with sinner is to draw the sinner to God. There is no other friendship with a sinner. The only friendship, the only motive of any friendship with a sinner is to draw them and to bring them out. How to love God? 5. Seek his interest and the interest of the kingdom. Let everything about God's interest be your interest. Everything God loves, love it. Everything God loves, love it. And number 6, how to love God? Hate what God hates. 1 John chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. God hates the pride of life. God hates the lust of the flesh. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 15 to 17. God, that which was 15, 15, 1, 5. Thank you, Jesus. Chai. Alright. So God hates the pride of life. God hates the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. All those things, God hates them. You and I must also hate them. Now, I've spent so much time on the love of God because this is the foundation. And I said I'll be speaking on three things. Number one, the love of God. Number two, love yourself. So number two now. If you want to operate in love, you must actually love yourself too. And the love of yourself must not be a selfish love. It must be a love to God's glory. Someone say to God's glory. It must be a love to God's glory. Love to God's glory. Love that will bring glory to God. How to love yourself? Number one, how do you love yourself? I'll give you another 6 points now. I gave you six earlier on. How to love yourself? Number one, if you want to really love yourself, draw closer to your maker. Proverbs 29 verse 23. Proverbs 29 verse 23. Proverbs 29 verse 23. Oh yeah. Proverbs 29 verse 23. Okay. Now, a man's pride bringeth him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. That is, draw closer to God with humility. That's the actual point. Draw closer to God with humility. A man's pride shall bring him. A man's pride of not drawing to God can make him to draw down. Once you draw near to God, you have already signed up for higher heights. Everything that makes you draw closer to God is drawing you higher, is drawing you to a higher level. In James chapter 4, verse 8, James 4, verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God. So, if you love yourself, draw near to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, draw near to God. Draw nearer to God. So, that's 2B now. 2B. 2A is draw nearer to God in humility. 2B on how to love yourself is develop your spiritual life. Nobody can develop your spiritual life for you. Develop your spiritual life. Invest into your spiritual life. Invest into your spiritual life. 2C, develop your career and your life. Your career and your work. If you are a student, develop yourself in your studies. If you really want to operate in love and you love yourself, draw nearer to God in humility, develop your spiritual life. 2C, develop your career and your discipline. 2D, discipline yourself. Many don't love themselves. Okay, how do you explain a doctor that is smoking? How do you explain a man, either married or single, carry his two legs like this and enter into a harlot's house with your two legs like this? You enter. How do you explain a lady that goes to another lady and there is homosexual activities? These things are a product, direct product of indiscipline. If you really love yourself, operate in stiff discipline. Intense discipline. How do you explain somebody who takes a drink and the reason they say this drink is so percent alcoholic and is dangerous to your health, it can kill you, and you open it and you put 1/4 glass, you sip it. This is nice. You just read it. This can destroy your liver. It can kill you. And you now put half. You now look for your friends. Say, well, please come and taste something nice. This is very, very nice. Very wonderful. It's a sign. I was in a program. I was in a program in Abeokuta about, I think, last year. And I was talking to somebody outside. A man was maybe about a little over 60, because I know him. He was smoking and he was coughing. And somebody tapped me. One of the men that followed me from Ilorin here tapped me and said, sir, can you see that? See, this man will kill him. Say, I say, he's almost dead. I've seen him. Now you are coughing to the point of almost vomiting your intestine, and you are still smoking. Is it a chaffishini? Is it a curse? Something that you can know this thing is killing you, you still continue. I pray that the baptism of the spirit of discipline comes upon somebody here today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number what now? Two what? Two E. Invest into yourself. Invest into yourself. Buy books. Buy materials. Invest into yourself. If you love yourself, invest into yourself. Invest into yourself. Don't only invest on clothes. Don't only invest on nice suits. Don't only invest on nice cars. Some people, all their investment is material. There is no deposit on top. That's why the Bible says that we should not lay all our treasures here. There are some people, all their asset is here. Heaven does not know them. All their asset is in rings, is in chain, is in hair that is dropping, that is almost banging the floor. May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord have mercy on us. I don't have a problem with good dressing. I like dressing well, and I'm sure you know that. But your dressing must be in conformity with the standard of God. Your dressing must bring glory. That's my own standard. In recent times, many of our ladies have been covering their hair and all that. I think that is one of the best things that happened in this church. I'm telling you. I'm not saying that if you're not covering your hair, you're a bad person. But I'm saying that your total comportment from hair to toe must be... You mustn't appear in church and we are in doubt of who you are. Is this one a Christian or something? Your total comportment must show investment into the things of heaven. Not that you are here and the man sitting down beside you, his body is already vibrating. Guy, is this a lady or a ladies? With the packaging that doesn't even make sense. Then one now forms a distraction. They say, dance out. Ha. May the Lord have mercy on us. As Christians, we must invest into eternity. Too much of our investment is here. That's why many people are losing color. Your investment should be more in there than even than here. I pray for somebody here today. The Lord will give you the grace. I said, the Lord will give you the grace to draw nearer to God and to be obedient to all these instructions. To be obedient to what God is saying per time in the name of Jesus. We'll talk more about all those dressing issues and all in another day. But number three, because of our time, love your neighbor as yourself. I've spoken about three things already now. Two things. I said, number one, love God. Love God sincerely. Number two, I said, love yourself. There's nothing bad in loving yourself. There's nothing bad in it. Invest into yourself. Ensure that your life glorifies God. And number three, love your neighbor. Now, listen to this. The bankruptcy of the love of the neighbor is what is the major basis of the problems of humanity. The bankruptcy of love, the inadequacy of love for one's neighbor, is the cause of the major why people stay on lower levels now. Now in Romans chapter 12 verse 9, the Bible says, let love not be in dissimulation. Dissimulation is talking about deception. Okay? Let your love be a love that glorifies God. Romans 12 verse 9. Let your love be a love that glorifies God. Let your love be a love that abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Romans 12 verse 18 also, speaking there. He says, if it be possible, as much as possible, as light in you, live peaceably with all men. Live at peace. Love your neighbor and live with them in peace and not in pieces. Let the love of God ooze out from you. Now listen to this. There is nothing you can have in this world if this issue of love is absent. You have nothing. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, now abideth hope, faith, and charity, which is also called love. But the greatest of them all is love, which is also called charity. No matter what you have, you are like a sounding cymbal without love. Until love oozes, there's a general saying. They say people don't want to know how much you know. They want to know how much you love. How many of you have heard that thing before? People don't want to know how much you know. People want to see your love. People want to see that you love. And how do you love your neighbor? I'll talk about that real quick. Then we go to pray. How do you love your neighbor? Number one, draw them to Christ. When I'm a friend to a person, the first thing that comes to my mind is, how is this person born again? If he's not born again, our friendship is born again based, is Christian based, is an attempt to draw the person towards God. So anybody that is your neighbor, your first motive is to draw them to God. And if you draw them as if they are the one drawing you, drop the cord. If you draw them and they are as if they are the ones now drawing you to what you don't want to do, drop the cord of connection. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, is evil communication. It corrupts good manners. So ensure that you love your neighbor. There are some people, they have friends, they have never spoken about Jesus to them once. It means you don't love them. They have never said, do you know Jesus? Are you born again? Which church do you attend? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Do you speak in tongues? Which department are you? All their gist is outside of God. And such friendships are non-Christian based. Number two, how to love your neighbor. Be a blessing to your neighbor. Be a blessing to your neighbor. Anybody that is around you is meant to be blessed by you. Your friends, your neighbors, and people that are around your vicinity are meant to be people who are people who are meant to receive blessings from you. They are meant to be people who are supposed to receive diverse kinds of blessings from you. I pray for somebody here this morning that the grace to be a blessing to your world receive this morning in the name of Jesus. So be a blessing to them. Give to them. If you want to go to a higher height, lift up somebody else so that God can lift you up. The Bible says, whatever you sow is what? Is what you are going to reap. If you lift others, you go up. If you pull down others, you come down. Anybody that lifts others up is going up. Anybody that presses others down never goes up. So everybody around you, pull them up. Pull them up. Pull them up spiritually. Pull them up physically. Pull them up in every way. Look for ways to assist them to fulfill their purpose. In that, you are fulfilling your own purpose. If they have a challenge, be there to help them. Give to them. I can't imagine if you're a Christian, you say you love your neighbor, and you are frying fish, more than 25 pieces, and the smelling is oozing out of your kitchen, and your neighbor is going back, I appreciate you. I just say I should greet you, I appreciate you. Hello, you are sitting there. The person is asking you indirectly, hello, where's my own piece of fish? Package it in foil. Add garri to it. Put sugar on top. Deliver it. You have brought joy to somebody. Then you have been lifted. Hello? Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody around you is waiting for your benevolence. Don't sleep in a day until somebody thank God you are alive. Let everybody around you be rejoicing because you are alive. Number three, how to love your neighbor. Speak well of them. Speak well of them. Anybody that is in a habit of destroying others through wrong words or concocted words is a hater of human being. Anybody you see speak well of, don't focus your total attention on the bad part. You know, everybody that has a bad part has a good part. Your focus should be on that person's good part. And if at any point you focus on the bad part, is to bring out the evil behavior, not for destruction. Speak well of them. Speak well of them. 4D, 3D now. 3A is draw them to Christ. 3B is be a blessing to them. 3C is speak well of them. Number 3D is be a living example among them. Be a living example among them. If you love your neighbor, let your life be an example they can emulate. In your service to God, in your walk with Christ, in your behaviors, let them want to be like you. Let them say things like, "How I wish I'm like you." Your life glorifies God. We can hear, we can see the glory of God upon your life. We can see the glory of God on this area. And that can only happen if you are a living example. How many of us will ever go to a drunkard and say, "How I wish I want to be like you in my future"? Never. He just came out of the gutter in the morning and he's smelling of the dirt in the gutter. Will you ever go to the person and say, "I wish to be"? Never. So be an example to be followed by others. This also shows love. 4E, deal kindly and compassionately with your neighbor. Romans 13, verse 8 to 10. Deal kindly and deal compassionately. Someone say compassionately. Oh, no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Anywhere you find yourself, deal kindly and compassionately with your neighbor. If you want to go to higher heights, don't be overly harsh with your neighbor. Don't be overly wicked to your neighbor. Ensure that your dealings are the kinds of dealings that Christ will do. You know, Christ, when those that crucified him, he said, "God, forgive them." He said, "Because they don't know what they are doing." But I'm sure if he's in this present day, we say, "God, Kai, help me curse them beyond human expression. Die now. But Jesus said, have mercy on them. He was a compassionate person. Deal compassionately with your name. That's number what? Three what? 3E. Okay, now 3F, where I'm going to stop this morning. Ensure that you are not involved in the destruction, in the coveting or the destruction of your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's things. No, don't be involved in the destruction of your neighbor. There's a story in 1 Kings chapter 21, as I begin to round up, of a man called King Ahab. 1 Kings chapter 21 from verse 1. King Ahab was a very big king whose wife was named Jezebel. This king had beside his house a neighbor called Naboth. Naboth had a vineyard, or like a beautiful garden, beside the palace of King Ahab. And King Ahab loved this place so much. And Ahab spoke to Naboth saying, "Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it. I want sell this thing to me. Then the man said, Naboth said unto him, the Lord forbid it that I should give thee the inheritance of my father. Say, my fathers gave me this thing. I inherited this thing. I can't do away with it. And then the man was angry. He was sad. He went, a whole king. He went back home and he was sobbing. They gave him food, he didn't eat. They started playing music. He went, no, band together. All of you get out. Get out from here. Then the wife came in. My dear, what is the problem? You normally like this music. What is it? He said, I'm very sad. He said, a whole king as me. Eh? Can you imagine? I wanted to take over Naboth's garden, vineyard, at a huge money. He said, no. And the wife said, is it because of that small thing? And he said unto her, because I spoke unto Naboth, the Jezreelite, and he said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another. But the man said, I don't want. Then the wife said, don't worry yourself, I will get it for you. To cut long story short, Naboth was exterminated. The woman organized his death. They stoned him to death. I don't have time, you can read it when you get home. And the Bible says that God spoke to prophet Elijah and said, go and meet Ahab. Dogs will lick his blood. He has cheated his neighbor. He has done what he should not. He has done what he should not have done. And it came to pass. That's verse. I'm now in verse. Let me start from verse 16. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, good. 16. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Yes. And what can you see how God works? Immediately you do evil, the evil will pursue you immediately. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, is in the vineyard of Naboth. He took over instant. He took possession of his neighbor's property. He did something that he should not have done secretly, not knowing that everything is open before God. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dog lick thy blood. The same place where you stoned another person is the same place where God will ensure that that place, his blood is licked. So I speak to somebody here today. Those planning your destruction, the same place where they are planning your destruction is the same place where they themselves will be destroyed. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Friends, I don't have more time to continue here today. My question for you here this morning, my encouragement for you here this morning, number one is to love God. Number two, love yourself. By engaging in with the principle of discipline. Number three is to love your neighbor. Don't covet your neighbor's things. Don't behave in a way that can destroy your neighbor. Don't speak in a way that can destroy them. Ensure that the love of God is always in your heart. You operate in the love of God always. And as I round up this morning, the greatest love is the love of Jesus. That is the kind of love that no other person can give. He laid his life down for us.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.